Jake Sprecher, thanks for coming to North State Public Radio today.
Thanks for having me, Noel.
So what is the Valley Fever Music Festival, and how did the idea to host this come about?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'll start by, okay, so I know you, Nolan, so I'm going to get on your case just because we're friends, right?
Yeah.
So we can't call it the Valley Fever Music Festival, right? We have to drop Music Festival. It's just Valley Fever, because I feel like such a dork if I call it the Valley Fever Music Festival, right? Okay. But it started out as I just figured, you know, I really liked going to things like CMJ when that was still around. And, you know, obviously that was a New York City thing that would be 200 times the size of anything we could do in Chico. But, you know, the idea of just going club to club and seeing what you want to see, as opposed to being at a weekend-long festival or a four-day festival where you're camping out. We don't really have that kind of option here, not realistically at least. And so I figured, why not just try a really small version of it here in downtown Chico? And you see people like DNA doing it with comedy, and I just don't see why there isn't a reason to do it with music. So I walked into a Naked Lounge not knowing Matt, who does their booking, but I really was admiring what he was doing, and just kind of asked him if he wanted to buddy up with me for it, and that was that. We just said, yeah, let's give it a shot.
Well, you mentioned the Naked Lounge, but tell us about all the venues, and how will the live music be spread out across the downtown area?
Right, so it'll be at Naked Lounge, Duffy's, and Argus. And, you know, Scott Baldwin runs the Argus, and he's super supportive of local music. And obviously Duffy's, where I've been a long time, you know, it's important to us as well. And we'll have, let's see, so we'll start it on Friday night at the Naked Lounge. There will also be an evening show at the Argus, and there will be a late show at Duffy's. And then on Saturday, we'll have an afternoon show at the Lounge. We'll have another evening show at Argus. We'll then have like a metal and hardcore show going on later at the Naked Lounge, and then another late show at Duffy's. So 7 shows in all over the course of about a day, comprises about 22 or 23 bands.
And you've been organizing live shows in Chico for a really long time now. So what makes this event different compared to the other kind of productions you've put together in the past?
I would just say there's more moving parts. Although, you know, having organized things that are more, I don't even know what to call it, but you're familiar with bike races, Nolan, I know you are. That had a lot of moving parts too, just in a different way. So this would be a more professional version of something like that, with more emphasis on the bands instead of just being wasted. So, yeah, it's just a different version of things like that in my mind.
And there's a handful of local bands that people recognize, like Pat Hole mm-hmm. and Surrogate. But I also wanted to talk to you about some of the out-of-town, you know, regional acts or national acts that are coming through. What can you tell me about Guantanamo Bay? Guantanamo Baywatch.
So Guantanamo Baywatch will kind of be the headliner, if you will, at least in terms of some of their notoriety. They're from Portland. They're like a, you know, garage, surf, kind of punk, rock and roll thing. And they've been around for more than a minute and have quite a, you know, good following outside of not just regionally, but nationally. And, you know, in addition to the acts that you mentioned, you know, we've put together a good group of local artists that kind of encompass a lot of different genres locally, whether it's just straight rock and roll or things that are geared more towards singer-songwriter like Pat Hall, or, you know, having hardcore acts at the Lounge. So we're kind of mixing it all together, and Guantanamo Baywatch would be the Saturday night headliner at Duffy's, and they're quite well known. They actually opened a show that I had booked at Origami many years ago for the Growlers when they came through. And you know, that was like 7 or 8 years back now. So I'm very excited to have them back in town in a headlining form.
And one of the other big names from out of town is Spiritual Cramp. What can you tell us about this act?
Yeah, you know, actually, it's funny because Spiritual Cramp is a band that the group I tour with, we played a show with them in Santa Rosa maybe like 4 or 5 months ago on this No Age bill. And they're not like, it's not as if they have some massive following or something, but they're a really good band from San Francisco that I was just happy to have in town. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been another night on a Thursday or something without any festival orientation, but I'm just excited to have them because I think they're excellent and they kind of bridge the gap between like hardcore punk and like, you know, kind of like rock and roll swagger stuff. So I'm just personally excited to have them.
The next one I want to talk about is a familiar name to Songs from Studio C, Human Ottoman from Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah.
They have kind of an unusual style, but how would you describe their musical genre?
That's somebody that Matt actually turned me on to. And man, between the vibraphones and, you know, the kind of strange like trip hop meets instrumental, I don't know. They've got elements of jazz and hip hop and a little bit of, you know, rock and roll melody here and there. I just think they're really cool, and I'm looking forward to seeing them live and having them on the same bill as, you know, Jonathan Richman and Bog. I think it's just going to make for a really, that's going to be the daytime show on Saturday, and I just think that's going to be a great atmosphere.
And the last one I want to talk about is Kelly Stoltz.
Yeah, Kelly Stoltz that's a dude that's been around. He's San Francisco based, but I mean, he's been based out of New York and wherever else. He's probably in his, I want to say, late 40s. But Kelly Stoltz has been putting out records for a long time now. He used to be on Sub Pop. He tours with Echo and the Bunnymen. He's toured and worked with, you know, Sonny and the Sunsets. And I mean, I could come up with a long list of things this guy's done, but he's a great like rock and roll pop songwriter. And he'll headline that bill with Surrogate. And I just can't wait to see Kelly Stoltz live. I've never seen him in person, but I've been a fan of his records for years.
Well, you've probably personally witnessed more live music than the average person. I think that's safe to say. So when you're kind of like choosing live bands to come to Chico to perform here, or particularly this festival, what kind of like are you looking for? Like, what jumps out at you, and what makes a great live performance to you?
A great live performance. That's a good question. Well, I would say that, you know, when you're booking bands, sometimes you're booking groups that you haven't actually seen live. But, you know, YouTube is a great place to actually see. You can match what somebody sounds like on record to, you know, what you might actually see in person. But I think when it comes to actually what makes a good live band, I mean, somewhere between, you know, being polished and being free in what you do and not being contrived. And I don't mean contrived in the sense that, you know, if you want to put on a show and, you know, act a fool, that's fine. Like, I play in the Yule Logs. We're like, we're genius in our stupidity. But, you know we're in on it. You know, we're part of the joke. So long as what you're doing on stage is coming across as genuine and you're, you know, performing well on top of that as a musician, I mean, that to me is what makes a good live band, whether you're into somebody's music or not.
And this last question is kind of a bonus, and I was realizing this might fit best in the beginning when I edit this together, but what are some festivals that you particularly enjoy, or like experiences? You mentioned the one in New York.
Mm-hmm.
What were some, you know, sort of experiences that you had with like big productions where you're like, wow, I really like what they did with this. I want to kind of take pieces of that and put that into what we're doing here in Chico.
Yeah. I guess CMJ would be my first one, just because it's hard not to love New York, and B, just jumping club to club is what interests me in terms of, you know, I'm kind of like an urban explorer. You know, I love nature too, like anybody, but my first inclination when I travel is to explore cities. And so obviously South By would be a good example of that, but South By's gotten so big in so many other arenas that it's not necessarily even music-centric anymore, you know? It's tech and it's all sorts of other things, but I love Burger Boogaloo down in the Bay Area, and that's like, technically, that's an outdoor festival, right? But you go home at the end of the night, and then you come back to Oakland, and then at the end of the night, people go to Eli's, or they bounce around downtown, and I just kind of like that. That's where I personally, nothing against your Coachellas and your High Sierras, but that just doesn't happen to be what interests me. So anything that gives a chance to see music and then kind of, you know, just jump around a downtown or city, that's kind of what I enjoy most and the reason that I thought this would be fun to do in Chico. And like I said, DNA is doing his comedy thing again, like April 7th, I think. So we have a good makeup for it the way our downtown is laid out, I think. It's really easy to just jump spot to spot.
And it's nice, yeah, it's nice to not be trapped in the middle of the desert somewhere in the blazing sun
all day. And I mean, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm not reinventing the wheel. Matt's not reinventing the wheel. We're just like, I don't know, it's just a chance to do something fun and a little bit different than maybe what we've had lined up recently with, you know, live music downtown.
All right, Jake Sprecher, thanks so much for coming into the North State Public Radio and talking to us about this festival.
Yeah, thanks, Nolan. Thanks for having me.